all of our parents, all of our Talmidim, Talmidos, our Rebbeim, our Morris, our teachers, our staff, all of the Kinderlach that are here tonight. Thank you very much for coming to be able to enjoy the Nes Chanukah Berobam Hajus Melech. I would like to call upon our speaker tonight, just for a few Divrei Chizuk. Rabbi Matz has for decades already here in Florida been osek in helping every single community. I remember all the dog days of all the Aguda conventions that were put together single-handedly. Gedolim came in from all over, from Eretz Yisrael, from London, all across the United States. He single-handedly made and helped make our community the Mokum Torah that has become, and it is deserving for us to be able to hear some Divrei Chizuk from the director of Agudas Yisrael, Florida, the Mardasa, the Aventura Shul, Rav Moshe Matz.
It's a fascinating question that's asked. I think Siyata Deshmaya, if you understand a little bit, the answer it will enable us to be able to take advantage of these very holy days of Chanukah, the little bit that we have left. So I'm asked the question in the Pizma that we sing after Hadlakas Neiris of Noah's Tzur. So in the stanza that talks about Chanukah, so it mentions Yevanim Nikbitzu Alai, that the Yevanim gathered against the Jewish people. And the Farshim, the Svarim ask that this is a strange Lashon, Nikbitzu. Nikbitzu is Mashmoyes, gives the impression that there was a Achdus, a kibbutz, a unity amongst the Yevanim, that they had joined together, be'achdus, with a single mind and a single purpose to destroy Klal Yisrael. And we know that the need of achdus is something that is uniquely Klal Yisrael's need. By the Goyim, we don't find anywhere that they're defined as a community of where there's achdus. There's always pirut. You're always individual groups and separations. The sense of achdus is something that belongs to the Jewish nation, to Klal Yisrael. You find it even in the psukim themselves when it talks about the descendants of Esau, the lashon is nefashos, which implies, as the Rishonim say, that they are not united. They're all dispersed. They're all. There's a pirut amongst them. But by Klal Yisrael, it says shivim nefesh, the lashon yochid, because by the Jewish people, we are one, where there's a unity that defines our nation. We are the Am Echad Ba'aretz, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So how is it possible that we find by the Yevoni that they were able to achieve this kibbutz, this achdus, to be able to fight against Klal Yisrael? The Shem Yishmuel says an unbelievable yesoid, quoting from the Abni Nezer, that when Klal Yisrael has a special midah that belongs specifically to them, like in this case, Achdus. He says, when Klal Yisrael remain separated from each other, when they are Nifrodim u'mefuzarim, they're separated, there's no unity, there's a pigam in this Milo that Klal Yisrael has, so the Umos HaOilom are able to take this Milo from us and utilize it against us for themselves. Shepigam Yisrael be'achas ha-Milo yisnoitlin Umos HaOilom ha-Milo sahi. They take it from us. And so in Klal Yisrael, Shehen goy echad ba'aretz, dehayno his achdus bechlal beprat, the Jewish people are united in general and in individual, bechlal and the prat, kasher podmu b'mayla zu, lokhu umas ha'olam es ha-koyach ha-achdus. The umas ha'olam were able to take this koyach ha-achdus away from us, and they were able to take it for themselves, achmano litzlan, v'niskab tzu kulam, they joined together, v'nisach b'neged Yisrael, against the Jewish people. And he says that's what it means in the Pizmai. Yevonim nikbitzu alai. Fortu choymois migdalai. Because they joined together, they were able to have an achdus because we were not united. Because we were separated, they were able to destroy, take that mida and destroy the choyma, the wall that surrounds and that envelops and that protects the achdus, the unity of a people that are within those walls. And they're able to break the wall and expose us to the elements of the outside, creating a pirut that puts Klal Yisrael in great jeopardy. I saw from the Lekach Ve'alibut that he says, a Meiridike thing, that famous question of the Pnei Yeshua in Chanukah, that why was it necessary, Bechlal, for there to even be a nes of the Pach HaShemen to be found, Bechoy Solmoy of the Kohen Gadol, that it should be Tahar. There's a concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that once there's a, the Klal Yisrael, and the majority of things are Tomei, so then it becomes permissible to use Tomei objects and Tomei Kelim, even people that are Tomei, can do the Avoyma, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. He says because it wasn't applicable then, because there was no Tzibur. The Tzibur was divided, it was separated. They were broken into pieces. And the Mele, you couldn't rely on the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur to allow the Klal Yisrael to be able to light the menorah with that concept of using Shem and Tomei. And they also, that's the pshat, they explain as to why we take them as the menorah and we do it, we light it with Pesach Habayis, Mibachutz. You know, we don't do that in Chutz La'aretz, but that's the way the Gemara brings it down, that's the way the Halacha brings it down, that we light the menorah Pesach Habayis Mibachutz, because Mibachutz is we're taking the Rishus HaYochid, the Achdus of the Rishus HaYochid, and we need to illuminate the Rishus HaRabim, the Rabim where everything is divided and everybody is separate, everybody going their own way. The Rabim are not necessarily all going in the same direction to the same location. They're all going to their own separate ways. We have to light the menorah in the Rishus HaYochid, Pesach HaBayis, Mibachutz, so we can illuminate the Achdus that is defined by the house to the street, to the Rechoy, to the Rabbi. So we talk about the Achdus. When we talk about Achdus, and we talk about Pirut, I would think that if one looks at the matzav that we are going through today, one would take a moment to think about how is it possible the whole world is so united against us? There's such an achdus amongst our enemies. When you turn, you read and you hear and you see a tremendous unity in their sina for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes it even leaves you wondering, like, there's no logic in it, there's no seichel involved. It's a tremendous, tremendous lack of understanding what's going on. And Esher, maybe their ability to have such an achdus comes from the fact that there's still so much pirut in Klal Yisrael today, so much division, so much separation. Our avoda in Hanukkah requires us that we are me'achet, that we create a sense of achrayus for each other. And it's not just an ava and an achdus where we can celebrate it by saying tehillim, which is urgently important, or even perhaps sending money or tzedakah to worthy causes to help people in Eretz Yisrael. But I think it requires from us the Mesiyus Nefesh that we saw the Hashmenoyim have for Klal Yisrael. It needs Mesiyus Nefesh, an achdus that defines my willingness to put myself in a matzav, in a situation where it's going to make my life a little bit more difficult. It's going to make me uncomfortable, so that I can express that sense of unity with Klal Yisrael. When it says in the Tefillah that the Yevonim wanted Le'ashkicham Teirasecho U'lahavirah Michukei Hetzaynecho, it doesn't say they wanted us to forget the Torah. They wanted us to forget that it's Hashem's Torah. Teirasecho. And Hashem's Torah was given to us as a Kli Chemda with one purpose, with one tnai, with one condition, that Klal Yisrael should be Ke'ish Echad Beleiv Echad, that there should be Kol Yisrael Arevi, that there should be a sense of Arvos, something that we have to feel responsibility, a sense of Achrayus, not just because if somebody is in a Mokrim of Sarah, I have to try to be nice to them and help them out. I have to change my whole life. I have to look at myself differently. It's my tzara. It's my matzah. I can't just get it in somebody else's matzah. The sense of arvus, the sense of achrayus, is what the mesilus nefesh of the yavat, of what the hashmenayim showed us how to deal when there's pilut. Showed us how to deal with a situation when there's division in Klal Yisrael. We have to be moisim nefesh. We see Klal Yisrael is in a bad matzah. We have to do everything it takes, no matter what, on behalf of our Klal Yisrael, on behalf of our brethren. That's the yesod, perhaps, in what it means that Yichshichaynem shal yisodek zeyvayseyem kisu lachem al keren asher ein yichelik v'elokei Yisrael. It doesn't say that the gzeira was that we should abandon Hashem or that we should turn to another Avodah Zarah. We should abandon the idea that this is Hashem of Klal Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael, it says. Not Elokei. Elokei Yisrael. That what unites us, the Yisrael component of it, that's what they wanted to disrupt. That's what they wanted to destroy. They wanted to make sure that we didn't feel that sense of achrayus for each other that's defined by our common desire to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. To make sure that we all can serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we all are able to do what it takes to be able to be Mekadoshim Shemayim in the world. Siyata Deshmaya, we should be Zeicher this Hanukkah. Siyata Deshmaya, we should be Zeicher this Hanukkah. Still time to be able to light the menorah in its correct place in the Makam HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael should be nigalu, and we should be zeicher to all the yeshuas, all the nechomais, all of the miracles and wonders that Klal Yisrael experienced by Yomim Ahein. We should be zeicher also, Bazman HaZeh, to merit and see with our own eyes.